Today, I'm going to be sharing with you guys what I think the top 5 most powerful armies are for free-to-play players in Rise of Kingdoms. What's going on, guys? Cheers. Now, I've been meaning to update this guide for a while now, and I've seen other content creators share what they think are the best open field armies or the best armies in Rise of Kingdoms. So today, I figured I would throw in my 2 cents. But first, I want to share with you guys a brand new game that I think looks really cool, Grand Cross W. Grand Cross W is a brand new 4X strategy game from Netmarble based on an all-new anime IP. You guys know I love strategy games, so I'm excited to share that Netmarble is giving you all the chance to try Grand Cross W for free and test out the game to provide feedback for them between August 20th and 29th. You can expand and customize your territory, join an alliance, capture world objects, and join server versus server wars. There's a ton to explore in this world, so there's something for everybody, from the casual PvE player to those that love the hardcore PvP. So discover your new anime strategy adventure with me. Go ahead and click the link in the description below to try out this beta for free anytime between now and August 29th on Android and PC devices. And of course, if you participate in the beta with the link down below, you're gonna get some exclusive perks. Not only are you guys gonna get to experience all of the game's content, but you're also gonna be able to unlock exclusive skins for your character and your castle when the game first launches. So what are you guys waiting for? Go ahead and try the beta with the link down below. And of course, I want to thank Grand Cross W for sponsoring today's video. Without amazing sponsors like them, videos like this wouldn't be possible. All right, without further ado, let's jump right into the tier maker. Now, the way that I have this set up is we're going to go over 5 pairs, and I'm not saying that this is in any particular order, meaning I'm not saying pair 1 is better than pair 4, for example. And I also am not saying that you should invest in pair 1 before you invest in pair 5. But what I am saying is that if you're a free to play player or a low spender, having at least 3 out of these 5 marches probably puts you in a pretty good place, and you can sort of decide what makes the most sense for your account based on where it is right now. But if there is going to be a best pair in this video, it's going to be Guan Yu with CPO. Now, this is, again, this isn't really in any particular order, but I do think that for this one exception, I think this is probably the best open field pair that you can have in Rise of Kingdoms right now, especially considering the fact that you could do a 5-1-5-5 Guan Yu. As you can see here in one of my recent live streams, I did actually go ahead and get the expertise here because you have so many CPOs in the open field these days that the probability that you're going to gain a shield is much higher now than it's been in the past. So having that extra skill damage bonus is going to be beautiful, whether it lands on Guan Yu or whether it lands on the CPO secondary, because both of them have a 2000 damage factor, which is absolutely insane. This synergy here with these two commanders is just unparalleled, and I do think that this is the best open field pair in the game with or without the Guan Yu expertise. If you primarily focus on cavalry or if you primarily focus on archers, it doesn't matter. I still think that this pair is so good that you should have this infantry set in your murder ball at some point. You would just be doing yourself a disservice by not having this. Next, let's talk about a cavalry pair. Now, I'm gonna talk about Nevsky, and there's a few different options that you can pair him with. I would say overall, in general, the best pair that I think you can have with Nevsky is going to be William. He's going to be all the way down here. This to me is the best cavalry open field pair right now, and I will give you some alternatives, and I'm not saying that this is the best in every scenario. I'm just saying in general, on average, this is going to perform the best. Why is that? Well, Nevsky, obviously he is insane, crazy single target damage factor, debuffs, tons of cavalry stats. We love everything that Nevsky is bringing to the field. He has the skill tree with the rage regeneration. There's just so much to love about Nevsky. And William has that crazy AoE. He has that utility with the extra rage for you and your allies. He also gives you a defense bonus. He deals extra damage when outside of your alliance territory. I mean, he's really giving Nevsky a ton of extra things that he can do. He's giving him the AoE that he's missing. And overall, he's just an exceptionally good pair. Whether he's with Nevsky or with Saladin, both are insanely good. Now, there are a few variations that you can do here. If you don't have William, or if you're using William with somebody else like Saladin, I do actually think that an Attila Nevsky is a really solid combination here. Now remember, we're talking about free to play players, so Nevsky William is going to be easier to get as a free to play player, especially because Attila is, you know, Mightiest Governor. But they did also put the legendary chests in Season of Conquest Kingdoms, so you do actually have a way to get Attila now as free to play, which is incredible. But the reason that I like this combination so much is because when people see Attila in the open field, typically they avoid it. He is a low priority to take out. Why? Because he's not doing AoE, he's not really buffing his nearby allies, he's not a massive threat unless he's hitting you. And it's also pretty punishing to surround an Attila. There's a lot of damage that he can deal to multiple armies at the same time if he's being surrounded, and he also gains a ton of extra rage when he's surrounded, which means he's going to pop off his skills more often, which means that active skill on Nevsky is really going to demolish the target that he is hitting. So I love this pair for free to play because it's sort of an incentive to get people to not hit you, which as a free to play player or a low spender, that is what you want. You don't want to get surrounded as a free to play or low spender. Realistically, you don't want to be surrounded no matter what, right? But really minimizing the probability that you get surrounded by whales is really what you want to do. So this pair does that exceptionally well if you have your hands on an Attila. And the final like variation I want to talk about is Zhang Yu Nevsky. A lot of people love this combination and a lot of people swear by it, and of course the damage output here is through the roof. However, I would not recommend this to free-to-play players or low spenders because Zhang Yu is such a prime target. Not only is he dealing a ton of damage if you don't kill him quickly, but he is so squishy that taking him out is very, very easy if you can surround him. So this basically, if you have this combination as free-to-play with a bunch of blue and purple gear, you're just going to get swarmed down and fill your hospital instantaneously, right? So this is kind of the opposite of the benefit that you get from Attila Nevsky, right? So overall, those are the three, my opinions on the three like primary Nevsky marches that we're seeing right now. For free to play, I would say Attila Nevsky is exceptionally good if you have Attila. Otherwise, Nevsky William is going to be pretty easy for you to get your hands on. And of course, William 5551 is very, very good. You don't even have to expertise him in order to make him very powerful. Whereas Attila and Zhang Yu, you really would want them to be expertise. Moving on to pair number three, we're going to be talking about Boudica with Yi Song Ye. Now, this is a very squishy pair, right? And I think Boudica definitely suffers some of the same downsides as a Zhang Yu, right? I'm not oblivious to that fact. So of course, having this relatively squishy march in your murder ball is going to put a big target on your back if you are a free to play or a low spender. But here's the thing, you probably have Yi Song Ye expertise, okay? Most players do. He's a very good investment, and having that circular AoE is so, so valuable in the open field. So you really should pick someone to pair him with. Now, as a free to play player, getting your hands on Boudica is going to be relatively easy once you get into Season of Conquest. You can get her from the Wheel of Fortune, you can get Yi Song from the Wheel of Fortune. And I think that, you know, in the early game, you're probably going to have Yi Song, so you want someone to pair him with, right? You don't want to waste that expertise. Just because you're in Season of Conquest doesn't mean you should get rid of Yi Song Ye. He's super, super good, okay? So Boudica, she's new to the game. She's exceptionally good, very powerful, high single target damage. She's a very good archer commander. But again, there is that high risk that you get when you run this march. So one alternative that you could do instead of Boudica is actually go with a Nebu. Now, Nebu is a little bit more tanky from what I've seen than a Boudica. However, he is a Mightiest Governor commander. Now, you also can get him again from the Legendary Tavern. And if you're lucky, you can get your Nebu to 5515 like I have here. And that's a really good value investment. Whereas if you go for Boudica, you really do want to expertise her. Same thing with Yi Song Ye. You really need to expertise him if you're going to be using him. So Nebu may be a little bit harder to get than Boudica, but slightly more tanky, and you have the chance at least of getting a value build out of him. And I think for free to play players, that is a really attractive route to go. Moving on to pair number four, I'm going to go with Harold and Alex. Now, this is a really good pair. As an infantry pair, it is a little bit more squishy than I would like it to be. However, as a free to play or low spender, Alexander is a commander that you almost guaranteed will have expertise. If you're following any YouTube guides, anybody's advice, people will tell you that Alexander the Great is a very high value investment. You're going to get good value out of him for a very long time. So when you're in the end game, when you're in Season of Conquest, don't put him on the bench. He's absolutely still very good and very useful. And I think Herald is an exceptionally good use for Alex in the late game. Now, people used to do a Guan Yu primary with Alex secondary, but CPO is just infinitely better than Alexander at this point. They're very similar commanders, but CPO just has AoE. He has more shields. Like, he's just so good. Okay. CPO is basically Alex 2.0. Okay. It's unbelievable how good he is. Support tree is better than the attack tree. Everybody knows that. So since you already probably have your Alexander, I really do think that Herald is probably the best pair that you can do with them. Now, one alternative to this is going to be Martell. I do think that a Herald Martell is going to be a much more tanky pair, especially because you can use the relic on Martell to give you even more attack and a little bit extra health that you already get from an expertise Martell. And Martell is a commander that you get from the gold keys, so this is absolutely somebody that you're going to have as a free to play player. So this is a pair that I would use if you're in KVK and you actually don't have very good control over the open field. This is going to perform a little bit better than with the Alex, because Alex, even though he has more damage, he just doesn't have the tankiness that you would want from Martell. And in either scenario, I do actually prefer a Herald primary, because I do prefer the skill tree. Herald's going to be popping off a ton of skills, which just gives him a built-in incredible rage engine. Overall, Herald primary is exceptional, and I would say one of these two is going to be a very good fourth pair. And now we get into the fifth pair, and this is where it's probably going to differ for you guys quite a bit, depending on which of these three you go with, right? Did you go with the Attila over the William? Did you go with the Nebu over the Boudicca? This is really what it's going to come down to when it comes to determining who your fifth pair should be. And also, are you focused more on infantry? Are you focused more on archers? Are you focused more on cavalry? Right here, you can see we already have two infantry in the top five for free-to-play players. So for most people, I would say, as free-to-player low spenders, go for infantry. Focus on infantry, go all in. And if that's the case, who should you put for your fifth pair? Well, one recommendation that I would make that I think is not something that a lot of people have access to is going for Pakal Herald. This, I think, is a very good pair for the same reason that Attila Nevsky is a good pair, right? Seeing the Pakal Herald in the open field immediately tells the enemy that that is a low priority target. Why? Because if they surround it or they hit it, they're very, very punished, right? It deals a ton of damage to everyone nearby if they decide to hit it. And really, it's quite tanky, so their trades aren't going to be that good. And they don't know that you're a free to play player when they see the Pakal in the open field. They just see a Pakal and they don't want to take the risk of it being a Mega Well. If this is a Mega Well's Pakal, where it has all golden, talented, and iconic everything, they are going to get destroyed if they surround it. So at first glance, they're not going to know that it's a free to play player. Same thing with the Attila Nevsky. So if you do go this route where you go ahead and you get the Pakal Herald, then I would say you have a really good five army build. You can go with the Martell Alex as your fourth build, or you could put a 5511 Leonidas behind your Guan Yu that will free up your CPO. And then you can do something like CPO Martell for a more tanky march, or you could do CPO Alex for a more damaging march. And again, making sure that you use your Alex and your Yisong Ye in these five armies is priority for me, because I think most of you guys probably have these, right? That's one thing that I think a lot of content creators forget for this game, is that as you're progressing, you need things to focus on, right? We could all sit here and say that Guan Yu, Nevsky, CPO, and Boudicca are all the best commanders in the game, but guess what? You don't get those until, you know, Guan Yu comes in season three of KVK, right? Or at least he did when I was playing, but now he's Season of Conquest only. What I'm saying is that those are all Season of Conquest commanders, and so it's like, what are you gonna do for the first three KVKs? You're just gonna sit there and hoard gold sculptures? No, you should be investing them, get value out of them, play the game, have fun, kill people in the first couple of KVKs, right? So who are you going to invest in the first three KVKs? Well, you might as well invest in Yisong and Alex. Those are the ones that give you the most value, right? So this is just a nice five army build you can go for if you want to go for infantry. And I do think that infantry is the best way to go if you are free to play. Now, if you are not going to go infantry, your second best option, I think, is cavalry. And I made a video the other day where I talked about the cheapest, best equipment that you can get in the game, and a lot of that equipment was cavalry. So if you are free to play low spender and you're not going to go infantry, you probably want to go cavalry. And if that's the case, then I think your fifth march should be a cavalry focused march. In that event, I would recommend doing an Attila with your Nevsky, and then you want to save your William for your Saladin. Okay, both of these are going to be a value investment, 5551. Just leave them both there, and now you have two infantry, two cavalry, and one archer. Now, I know that's not really cavalry focused, because you do still have the same amount of infantry, but again, I do think that that's an investment that you have to decide if you want to make. Like, could you, as a cavalry player, skip CPO and just do Alex, or skip Guan Yu and do something like that, and then skip Herald in general, and then just do like another like a third cavalry pair? You could. I just, as a free-to-play player, I don't know who I would recommend as a really solid cavalry investment, right? Because you, again, I don't think you should invest in Zhang Yu as a free-to-play player. Same thing with Genghis, obviously not Genghis, right? So that leaves you with, well, you can't use Minamoto because you're free-to-play. So what, you have Cao Cao and Chandragupta? I don't know. I just don't really recommend it. Even if you're cavalry focused, I would say you still probably are going to have two infantry marches, just based on the fact that you probably are going to have Alexander regardless. All right, now let's say you want your fifth march to be archers instead, right? And that's totally something that you could do. In that case, I would say you probably want to do a Nebu with Isong Ye. And then you want to put your Boudica probably with a Artemisia. And this is because Artemisia does have a really powerful AoE. She is a bit tanky, so she's less likely to be hit, similar to Attila, similar to Pakal, a little bit more likely than those two that I mentioned before, but she does have the defense tree. She is more tanky for an archer commander, and that is really what you want with Boudica. You want to pair her with somebody a little bit more tanky. Also, she does have a self silence, which is unfortunate, but when you expertise your Boudica, she does have the probability, an 80% chance, in fact, to remove that self silence from Artemisia. So I would probably do Artemisia primary, just because, again, tanky, but I guess you could technically do Boudica primary if you prefer that. And Artemisia, really, you could do like a 5511 or a 5515 if you don't want to expertise her. The expertise does actually give the enemy 15% skill damage for 3 seconds, so that's like not really a buff that you want to give them. But yeah, I don't know, it's up to you guys. Artemisia is definitely the least valuable on this list here. Even amongst the other choices, I would say Artemisia is definitely the last one that I would pick. But if, again, you wanted two archer marches, then you could do something like this. Now, other honorable mentions for things that you could do is something like a Charles Martel with an Aethelflaed. That's a very, very free to play friendly march that you could do as a sort of a fifth infantry build. You could also do something like a Mehmed. That's also great. Both of these have relics that make them slightly better in Season of Conquest than they've ever been before. And then just for fun, I threw in a sixth march there in case you're like an insane free-to-play low spender and you, I don't know, but yeah, these are sort of the best marches that I would say for free to play in general. Okay, that's if you were able to get everything that you wanted somehow, even without spending. I know that's not that realistic, but I wanted to end off the video with that. With that being said, if you enjoyed the video, drop a thumbs up on it. It really helps out the video get into the YouTube algorithm. Also, comment down below what your favorite marches are as a free to play or low spender. Subscribe to the channel if you're new here and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload a Rise of Kingdoms video. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.